Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up? Good Wednesday. How's everybody doing? How we doing?
It's a big day in the Rose City. Come on!
I was about to call that fake energy, but
no!
I'm now kind of thinking it's not.
It's a great day.
We got excited.
Blazers. We got Timbers. I don't know. Maybe what's the roller derby team? The Rollers. I don't know. Maybe the Rollers are going on, or is the Steel still happening? The Forest Dragons. I don't know what the hell else is going on in the city, but it's a big sports night. The sports bra is probably going to be popping off. I don't know. Something's going on over there. It's good. It's good.
All right.
I don't like your lack of enthusiasm.
I'm just kidding. It is a big sports.
You better
night.
Get excited. You better be down at Moda. There's renovations.
Yeah, I got my media pass this year. First time in 20 years.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and cover them, I think. Do some post game.
You got a season media pass.
Yeah, I'm going to do some post game interviews.
I'm going to need to see that. I would like some proof of purchase on that one.
I got my mini disc player. I'm going to go down there and be like, "Hey,
God, I remember those days.
How do you think it went?
When I first got here, there was no one that thought the turnaround audio was more important than one iron furnace.
Yeah.
And I would have to run the audio back.
Well, we used to do post-game shows.
Yeah, and then have it cut up.
For the Zers.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't have the Zers.
No. Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. Whose idea do you think that was?
I got a good idea. Again, the great iron furnace. That man loved a good pre- and post-game.
Yeah.
And he needed that audio turned around immediately.
Well, tell you what, I'm now in Iron Furnace's chair, and what I will tell you is that I'm bringing back Blazers postgame shows tonight.
Yes!
That's right. We're starting it right here on the fan.
Let's go!
After the game, you can call in. Schulte is my host.
Sue in Sioux Falls. Let's do it.
Rusty is my co-host. I mean, dude, it's going to be great. Mm.
And I would do it. If you got, yeah, Blazers post game here on the fan, why not? Yeah.
By the way, I love that. And in no way, by the way, is that there's no
joking.
Irony in that. No,
he's
not joking.
Sure. Yeah,
he's ready to go. Schulte's like, what?
Well, maybe the listeners want that.
Post game, what?
Didn't Lynch used to do that here? Or was that?
No, that was
Demers.
He left.
Demers did it.
No, Lynch left to do that.
No, I know, but Demers.
No, you had a late night. Yeah, you had a. Oh, trust me. I remember listening.
Here?
It was Demers after Blazers game.
Well, I just told you, like,
pop on.
It used to be that. Okay, so when I first got to this radio station.
Yeah.
Way back when we were on AM.
910.
Can you believe that? We were on AM.
Yeah.
God, what a joke. Oh. Well, we're now on FM, so.
Yeah. And AM still.
105.1. Yeah. But
I miss those days.
Back when I first got
here,
what they had was, I was the intern, so I know I had to punch. I had to use the hole punch.
Yeah.
And take the script. There was a script. For a Trailblazers pregame show, whenever the Blazers played, they would cut into the regular, which this show was John Lund and Kenny Vance, I think.
Yeah.
You and I are doing that time slot.
Yes.
If the Blazers played at, say, 5, at 4 o'clock, or maybe it was 3:30, but I think it was an hour, at 4 o'clock, I would run in there, hand them the format for the Blazers pregame show, and they would bust out of their regular program and start doing a Blazers pregame show completely formatted down to the minute.
Those are the days.
Last game highlights, keys to the game, wow. You know, all the stuff that puts you right to sleep. And they did that for every Trailblazers game.
Oh,
now, after
God.
The games, I don't remember who did it, but once the games were over,
there was someone.
The fan had a post-game show as well. And I do believe that at one point, Travis DeMers, the former fan host.
And now the voice
yeah.
of your Portland Trailblazers.
He was just, it was the minor leagues.
Well, the fun
for him.
The fun fact, if people don't know this, the inception of the club was that.
Yeah, that's right.
We used to, in the 6 o'clock hour during home games, Furness would have to get down to Moda Center. Because you couldn't miss the start of those games. God forbid you miss the first quarter.
Yeah, so he'd leave.
So he would leave.
That's
so,
what I'm doing that tonight.
So we... to make it down there?
I got to get down there and get my pregame audio.
Pulling a Danny Meringue. Let's
so,
go.
So we would do one segment at like 6. And then we had the Peterson perspective. We pre-taped.
He was the producer.
He was the producer. So he would pre-tape a little... something what he thought going into that game, and then we would repurpose audio about the Blazers from earlier, and so he would leave at like 6:12 to get down there, and then when it became you and me, we were like, we're not gonna do that, and so we didn't know what to do because it was that last hour where it was just repurposed audio and like Blazer stuff, so we were like, hey, you just want to goof off, and we're like, yeah, that's how the club, and we pitched that to the boss at the time, and. And the boss hated pregame and postgame as much as we did. He goes, yeah, we're not doing that either. And so he was like, yeah, you guys just do what you want. And that's how the club, in fact, we owe the club to those early days of Blazer pregame.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in large part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Repurposed Blazer audio.
Well, yeah. I mean, the idea was, and this was generally a Furness thing, who, by the way, former fan host Ian Furness, now up in Seattle. Great dude.
Yes.
Big sportsman, though.
Yes.
He's a journalist.
Well, and he's a traditional guy,
yeah,
too.
Traditional journalism sportsman.
Yes. He's great. That's play-by-play, the whole deal.
He thought it couldn't even be remotely true that anyone would listen to our station
while
the game was on.
Yes.
Like, he's like, no one is listening.
Or leading up to the game.
And you and I were like... I mean, not to him,
yeah.
Because he was the alpha around
He was
here.
The guy. He
had and I was just a young buck.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was doing. He would put his knee up on a chair and tell you that's the way it was going to be, and damn it, that's the way it was.
Yeah, that's the way it was. And so I kind of believe that. This is one of those things where I said this last week when we were talking. I forget about what subject, but I have learned a lot in this business.
Yeah.
A lot of it is what not to do. Right? Like, nobody ever really tells you what to do.
No.
You just sit and observe.
Yeah, you figure it out.
I got to sit next to Colin Cowherd, and say what you will about Colin Cowherd's radio show.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of what to do from sitting. I was in Schultz's chair when Cowherd was on in Portland. And dude, I learned a lot from that guy. That guy's really sharp.
Yeah.
Really good radio host. Then there are things like this where I'm told that no one will listen to your station if the Blazers are on. And I just kind of, I remember talking to you and be like, do you believe that? Because I don't really believe that. And then, yes, the club. And now look, now we just ignore the Blazers.
You speak for yourself, man. I thought you were going to the game tonight.
Yeah, I was joking about all that. I'm not going anywhere.
Someone said a video emerges of Rob sitting front row post game reading a Playboy.
Playboy?
Well,
what was this, 1990?
Well, that was that's one of my all-time favorite Isaac Rupp moments.
Oh, he's talking about the, okay.
Yeah, the magazine. Again, if you don't know, the history of the fan is amazing in that we had a dirty old man that used to program one of the other FM stations, and he was great. Shout out, Dan. Just a phenomenal perv. And he had a subscription to Playboy, and it would come to the office, and he left. He took another job like in Arizona or something, but the Playboy kept coming. So Rop would take the Playboy when it would show up, and he would sit in staff meetings and just sit, flip through.
Well,
be like the girls of the Pac-12, and Rop is flipping through it while
those meetings,
we're having important meetings.
Well, our program director was a man by the name of Dennis Glasgow.
Yes.
And I love Dennis, and he's a very fun and funny man. However, that meeting was simply us listening to him do a one-hour radio show.
Yes.
He just thought that he could do our show better than us.
Yes.
So he would just make us come in there, and I just didn't care, and I didn't want to hear his radio show. And so I read Playboy. It's the only thing to read.
We would sit in a meeting, and he'd be like, hey, what do you guys have today? And we would, before we could even say anything, he'd be like, what do you think about this?
Well, let me tell you what I have.
And then he would launch into his own, like, you're right. Yeah, he would launch into his own thing.
Yeah, he'd do a radio show, and it was, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty good, but
he's the program director. He could have just put himself on for an hour. Like, what a weirdo.
He
didn't want to do that. I mean, that's too much work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But just watching, it's one of my all-time favorite memories is watching Rob flip through. Flip through someone else's Playboy while we had staff meetings.
As you know, I value my time.
Yes.
And that was a giant waste of time.
Well, and you had to read for the articles, too. I mean, there was important things.
I learned a lot. Well, you know what I was doing? Yeah. What I was doing was I was reading the jokes. I loved that joke page. Remember they used to have the joke page?
Yeah.
And I was reading that. Maybe getting show content.
Yeah.
Not from him, but from Playboy.
Yes.
They would boot somebody out of Press Row doing that, right? Like, if you brought a Playboy and just, you know, sat down tonight at the Blazers game, beat Timberwolves, like, is Anthony Edwards playing? No.
Sounds like we've got an
my magazine right here.
Sounds like we've got an experiment.
Question is, I don't think they make Playboy anymore.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like,
just bring an old one. They make other ones. Hustler? Like, what?
Is that,
what?
Are there still, scantily clad are there still rags exist out there?
That would be funny.
Yes, there have to be.
Do you want to go down there and try that? Schultzy, come down with me when I leave at 6 to get pregame audio.
You know, dude, what? I've got it down.
For the fans.
People don't realize that the olden days of media were just amazing. There was also a homeless man that used to sit on Radio Row. That happened. There was a gentleman that wrote, supposedly, for some sort of alternate kind of newspaper, and it was a, I don't know, it was like, it was a newspaper for homeless.
Oh, Street Beats. Yeah.
Street Beats.
Yeah.
And he was homeless. Like, he had all the telltale signs, like three sport coats, 6 pairs of sweatpants, 1 sock, hadn't bathed in a while. And he would sit on Press Row and eat the media meal. And it was just, it was the most Portland thing ever. And, you know, God bless him. He seemed like a nice guy, but you could smell him from like 9 seats away. So whoever got the punishment, and like being the new guy, Furness would often be like, no, that's you over there. And so I'd sit by him. He was like the nicest guy in the world. But man, just the idea that we had a homeless guy like on Press Row, I don't think you can get away with that anymore. But man, back in the day, dude, those were wild times.
Coveted seats, those seats.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, listen, the beauty of a radio station is it's diverse, right? Yeah. It's got a lineup, kind of like a sports team.
Yes.
Right? So, now that I say it's diverse, we're all white.
Yeah.
But yeah. We don't talk much about the Blazers, unless they're interesting.
Yeah.
And right now they're not as much. But Danny Morang, that's one of the reasons Danny Morang has a show here.
Yeah.
He is a through-and-through diehard Blazers guy, and so if you want that content, the station has it for you, 10 to 1.
Yeah.
And we also have other NBA guys, you know, so, you know.
Sprague's an NBA guy, and Danny, I believe, touches himself to the NBA, so, I mean,
Schultzy loves the Zers.
Yeah.
I mean,
he loves the, like, he's wearing Mariner gear for, like, the 80th straight day, and again, it's more Mariner gear that I haven't seen. Your Mariner, like, wardrobe, I honestly have never seen anything quite like it. Each day he shows up in a new hat and a new shirt and like a new pullover. I mean, my God, it's unbelievable.
I want to take batting practice. I'll slay it out. Like, I wish I could.
Schultzy, if I have any sort of pull in this at all, I will find a way to get you to have batting practice up there.
Dude,
After what happened to you this season, damn it, you deserve to be
cool
up there taking BP.
Actually, you know what? Hey, one quick way to help Schultzy get over, that would be pretty darn wow. Honestly, just if that could even.
Suk will do that for you. He just promised it to you live on the air.
All right.
Like, we've got some pull. All right, I'm going to see if I can.
I don't.
we know. People.
This is on you. No, we don't. You do.
Okay.
Not me.
Well.
I know no one up there.
I do.
Except for Jamie Moyer. I know him. I golfed with him once.
You know Jamie Moyer?
Love yeah. Him. He's a good dude.
Just out there tossing salad.
So we will talk about the Blazers today. Mainly, we have to talk about how to watch them on TV. And I know it's not hard to watch them on TV.
It's confusing at times.
But it can be if you don't really care all that much or you haven't really
tried.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like there's a learning curve, I think, to understanding where the Blazers games are to watch.
If you're like me and you were mad that Dame wasn't back and now he's back and you haven't watched since, you need to know.
But, there's plenty of people that are like casual fans that think Damian Lillard's back and they're going to be like, where's Damian Lillard? And like, well,
how many does he get tonight?
I thought Lillard was back. What the hell?
40?
Let's go.
30? Does he get more than Cooper Flagg?
Question becomes, if we put him out there, could he get one? If we stuck him in a corner,
I
obviously
think he could because he's been shooting.
Yeah, he puts up jumpers, so he can't run. But if we cherry pick him, right? He stands in the corner. We're gonna have to play 4-on-5. You know, like, could we get him one of those where, you know, sometimes they do it like in high school where they bring out like the blind kid and they like have him run a touchdown? Could we do something like that? Like, if it's a blowout one way or another, could we get the Timberwolves to be like, look, we're gonna put him in the corner, right? We're gonna throw him a ball. You get one of these. He hits the jumper. The crowd goes nuts, and then we let them take an open three, and you know we kind of move on. The fans would go freaking nuts.
Well, let's start with it. NBA has begun.
Oh yeah,
we can start there.
Round ball rock. Everyone was losing it on NBC.
What?
Well, it's back on NBC. You're really tied into the pulse of the damn league.
I watched.
NBC.
I know two things.
That's the worst version of that song, but that was my pathetic attempt.
That was like one beat.
I know. And then
let's
hear
more.
And I realized it was only going to get worse. Schultz, will you bring up the damn theme?
Basketball.
Gimme the ball, cause I'm gonna shoot it.
You ever start a beat and you realize that you're like, oh my God, this is about to go off a cliff, and so you just slam the brakes?
Not when you can sing like me.
That's where I was headed right there. I was like, oh my God, this is not going to go well.
What was I going to tell you? I know two things. I know that Michael Jordan is on there.
Michael Jackson's on there?
They propped up dead-ass Michael Jackson.
Hey. I love basketball.
Gonna go to that lake.
So Jordan's on there.
Yeah. Give him hot milk. You know, we have a little cookies.
I thought it was pretty interesting last night.
Well, I have a clip of that to play today.
Yeah, he's on there with Tirico.
It's the one you were talking about. Apparently, Jordan can't be bothered to go into any sort of studio, so they have to fly to him and do these long-cut sit-down interviews.
In his house, which, by the way, that's kind of a baller room he's got going on in his house.
Well, it's kind of a baller move to say, yeah, I'll be on your programming, but you're going to need to send a whole crew to my house. Yeah. I am not coming to you. I am Michael freaking Jordan. Yeah. I am not sitting on a dais a la Shaq, Chuck, and Kenny.
Now, are they flying him out for each game, or is this like...
No, they're going to his house.
Yeah. Thank you for paying attention.
No, that's... Are they flying Mike Tirico to his house
no
for
really,
each game?
No one really knows.
No, I think it's a deal where they're interview segments, and I would imagine he has sat down with Jordan for a long...
Like an 8-10-hour session. Gotcha.
Yeah, and they're cutting that into things that they will play... throughout the course of the season. And then he may do another one in a couple months or something. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I've got a little audio of Jordan, but I know that. I know that Michael Jordan is back on NBC. Mm-hmm. It's like a, what they call it, like learning from the best series or something.
It's called Insights with MJ, I believe.
Okay. And
Don't get too excited about the insights.
What's the other thing I know?
I don't know.
Well, maybe I only know that. Mm. I did watch the end of the... Rockettes in Thunder last night.
Can I be honest? So,
yes, you can. And can I be honest first?
I think, are we going the same way?
It's possible. I saw that it was close late, right as we walked out of the studio.
Yeah.
It was a 2-point game on our TV out there. I'm like, I'll flip that on when I get home if it's still on.
Yeah.
I flipped it on.
Yeah.
And I could not sit through all of the
overtimes.
Well, not all the overtimes, just all of the breaks. Like, it just takes for effing ever.
Yes.
Timeouts and reviews.
And there was a three.
And overtime.
Yep.
Dude, I can't handle it.
So, it's funny. So, I got home and was, and traffic was pretty light. So, I drove home. Literally, as I was pulling in my driveway, Durant was splitting the free throws at the end of regulation. And like you said, there was a bunch of challenges and a bunch of reviews. And so, I get in the house and it goes to OT, right? So I'm like, oh, okay. So I sit down and, you know, the missus is making dinner and I watch the first overtime.
Yeah.
And
traditional gender roles.
Yeah. It's like, get in there and make me a pot pie. I got sports on. And I made it through the one overtime. And when it went to the second one, I just was like, you know what? I'm done with this.
Why? Because it takes too long?
Yeah, I was finished. I was like,
you just didn't care?
A little of both. I got, like, it was game one, and it was kind of fun, and they were booing Kevin Durant, and I made it through the game, and then one overtime, and I'm like, you know what, we're not doing this. I had a delicious meal to eat, and then I didn't care after that. So,
I cared and tried, not able to finish. But I just couldn't, the game slows to a crawl.
Yes.
If it's close late.
Yes.
The NBA really has to try to fix that.
Yes. So
and by the way, LeBron looked very studious last night.
Yeah, he's got a sciatic.
So I turned that game on after. So I did see the final. I turned it back in time to see the final big free throw from SGA to win the game. Okay. And then some other guy airballed it and the game was over.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm like, oh, the Warriors and Lakers are on. I'll go check that out. And it took me, much like you, it took me all of 7 seconds
I was like,
to be like, you know what? I don't know. It's a little too early in the season.
To be honest with you, when I came back from the meal, Good Will Hunting was on. And I was like, ooh, Good Will Hunting. It was a good scene where he's like beating up the guy in the schoolyard that like bullied him in kindergarten. I'm like, well, I'm committed to this now. And that was my evening.
So I don't know if you guys like NBA pregame shows, but there's one right there.
Right there.
Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, Portland.
That's how it's done.
Wow.
Ian Furness would be proud.
Yep.
Well, how do you watch the Zers next on The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now here is our very serious Blazers preview.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to be serious.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We need to channel your inner Ian Furness. The Blazers season begins tonight. They're going to play another one.
Bro.
This is their 56th all time.
Unbelievable.
I had to go count them today. 56.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And they have not been in the playoffs since Terry Stotts was here,
yeah,
which was way back in the 2021 year.
It's been a bit.
Way back.
Yeah.
And Chauncey Billups is still the coach. The most games he has ever won is 36. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of an uphill battle, but there is some optimism.
Yeah.
There is a different vibe according to the team. They are maturing according to Chaunce, and they will be long, athletic, and should play pretty good defense.
Yeah.
So that's about all I got.
Well, I mean, I know they've
Jeremy Grant's not starting.
No.
Which I think
$160 million and he's sitting on the bench, which is thank God, by the way.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know,
I think that's weird, though.
The starting lineup will be Holiday, Sharp, Kamara, Denny, and Klingon. And then we get the big tariff coming off the bench until Time Lord's back, which at some point, and then he'll get hurt again. I do enjoy the fact that we're getting the younger. He's going to play significant minutes. Let's go. And then,
that's the most interesting thing of the whole season, isn't it? Is it not?
I think so. I mean, there's an idea, like, you know, that stretch run that they went in the second half of the season, and we throw out all the metrics where they were a top five defense, and some people have kind of crapped on that and say if you look at who they were playing and guys weren't playing for anything and guys were injuries, some people say that's overinflated. But like, if we're going to be under the impression this is a top 10 defensive team, Klingon takes a step. Holiday is, you know, coming in is a really good defender. Although last year, I think it was, when you look at the metrics, it was his worst defensive year. But again, that's a very good defensive point guard. If this is a top 10 defensive team, top 10 defensive teams make the playoffs, not the play in the playoffs. And, you know, Chauncey said this and Cronin said it, and they kind of walked it back as you got closer to the season, but they both said that like, this is a playoff team next year. And so
wait, this year,
yeah, this
or
year,
next year.
Well, they said it
this year.
Yeah.
They said it last year.
They said
year,
it last year.
Meaning this year.
Yes. And Chauncey wasn't saying that it was like a play in team. He was saying they expect to be a playoff
right.
team. So,
right.
you know, you never know. You got done paying what you think are two cornerstones. You went out and made a move for Holiday, which again is not a that's not like a I don't know, like a flyer there that you bringing in that guy obviously to win games. You have a new ownership group coming in halfway through the year that by all accounts doesn't put up with nonsense and has no problem firing people. So I think you're talking about Cronin and Chauncey probably coaching and managing for their jobs. So yeah, I think this is when I look at the over-under win total.
Was it 36?
Yeah, it's low. Actually, I think it's less than 36. It might be, I want to say it's like 34 or 35. I expect better. I mean, I think this team, there's no reason this team doesn't win 40 plus games. And, you know, is it whether that's play-in or be the eight seed? I mean, it's only a handful of games better than what you were last year. And with another year of this, yeah, I expect this to be a competitive team.
I've always said you can win a lot of games in this league by just playing hard against bad teams because there's a lot of crap in this league.
Yes.
So, you know, if Chauncey can get them on the same page there, then, you know, maybe they vie for the play-in. I don't know. Look, more importantly, Jace.
Yes?
I'm going to quiz you because I went over this today,
mm-hmm.
and it is still kind of confusing. But
still like,
let's review again. How to watch the Blazers.
Yeah.
If you want to watch them, I'm going to quiz you, okay?
Okay.
Are they on Xfinity?
Yes.
They are.
That is the Rip City whatever.
They are on Xfinity channel 16, 302, 1170. Don't ask me why. Those three. I just read that. Okay. Yeah. Are they on DirecTV?
Yes.
Yes, they are. Yes. They are on channel 47 in Portland, and they are on channel 688.1 outside of Portland.
Okay.
Are they on Spectrum?
No.
Yes, channel 184.
Okay.
Are they... Okay, so if you have DirecTV Stream,
yeah.
So let's say you're just a streamer now. You've cut the cord and you only stream. If you have DirecTV Stream, do you get the Blazers?
I would assume that's a yes.
Yes.
I stream.
Yes.
I have DirecTV Stream.
Okay, you do get that. Now, if you have YouTube TV like me, do you get the games?
No.
You get some of the games.
So weird.
Because we do have KATU on YouTube TV.
And they have a handful of games on KATU.
Some of them are on regular channel 2 KATU. But YouTube TV dropped the other station, which is that Rip City, whatever they're calling it, the Rip City...
yeah, I don't
know. Like LaserVision or whatever the hell it was.
Well, no, that's different.
It's called Rip City something or other.
It's called Rip City...
I don't... It's...
Rip City something. Anyway, it's KATU Charge, which is 2.2. It's another... KATU channel, right?
Yeah, yes.
YouTube TV dropped that one. Not the regular KATU. They dropped the 2.2.
Yeah, it's Rip City TV.
Rip City TV, okay. Yeah. So, how did we not get that?
I knew it was Rip City whatever, and apparently it's just Rip City TV.
So YouTube TV dropped 2.2 from its service, and they are saying that they are trying to get that back.
Yeah.
Whoever owns KATU, I think it's Sinclair. They're trying to get that back. But if you have YouTube TV like me, you will not get most of their games. Mm. If you have Fubo, will you get the Blazers games?
No.
Wrong.
Damn.
You will. Okay, let's say you have a TV,
mm-hmm.
but you don't stream.
Then you get an antenna.
Boom.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe every game is available on the Rip City TV.
That is correct. That is correct. So if you do not know what to do to find the Blazers games and you actually want to find them, All you have to do, what they're telling you is go to Fred Meyer. They have a partnership with Fred Meyer. You can get a TV. If, as long as you have a TV, you can get an antenna, and they'll come in on 47.1.
Yeah.
Any TV.
Yes.
They'll just get the antenna.
Every game.
And you will get every game. Now, yes. If that is too much work for you, which I know it would be for me, even though it's so simple.
Yes.
Your other option would be to sign up for Blazers Vision.
And it is $120 for the entire season.
Yeah. And then you can watch that on your computer or ping it to your TV.
Anything you want.
You can stream it.
And by the way.
The whole season.
You get two tickets.
Yeah, and you get two tickets.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, $120 for an entire season, and let's say I'm guessing they're not good seats, but even bad seats, let's say those are, what, 30, 40 bucks?
Half the cost of $120 you're paying for the tickets.
There you go. That's a good deal. Look,
just get an antenna,
though, please. If you think about it, this is much, they're much more readily available.
Yes, there's
no. The Blazers are not wrong when they say, hey, listen, we're coming to where you are. The hard part has been, hard to train people.
Yes.
Depending on what they use and if they have a TV or if, you know, if they just stream
only. But honestly,
only.
If you want to watch Blazer games, there is no excuse for you not finding Blazer.
It is easy.
And the only reason is because of the distribution, like the wide range of channels. You are seeing why we now have this, like, and what it took to get to this, and the reason it was so long was because of seven different arms that are trying to air this damn thing.
Yes. And someone asking, can you buy individual games? I do not believe so. I believe you have to buy the
Oh,
the
you
package.
Do? I thought you could.
I don't think
you
can.
They used to a long time ago, but
I do not think because I was looking at this the other day because someone was asking me about this, so I was kind of putzing around on this. You know, there's a whole website you can go to, and they'll kind of explain everything. That at least when I went to the Blazer TV thing or whatever, it was only sign up for the year. I did not see any other. I didn't see any other option than just the season long thing. So
yeah, all right. Well, it gets underway tonight.
Yes,
the wait is over. A real sport is here. The Trailblazers host the Minnesota Timberwolves, who, if you remember correctly, or if you remember, they have Julius Randle now.
Anthony Edwards.
Because of the trade. So it's not the Gobert.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns Timberwolves.
No.
It's the Julius Randle Anthony Edwards Timberwolves. But they're here. And they're favored over you, so you're not supposed to beat them, according to the odds makers. The game tips at 7 at what we like to call Modus Center.
Yes.
There you go. We previewed the Blazers for you. Now, don't expect much out of us until something interesting happens.
I will say that of the last 4 or 5 years, I at least am mildly intrigued by what this could turn into. We're getting rid of Jody Allen. Right?
Yeah, finally.
I think there is a urge to win because no one wants to get fired. Nothing will motivate some donkeys to play better than the front office and your coach getting fired. Like, you will, you know, there will be no tolerating, you know, the whole Shaedon Sharpe, like getting sat for lack of defensive effort. Chauncey and Cronin know that this is their ass on the line. They're going to get guys to play hard. So, you know, and the young guys are playing. I know no Scoot, but eventually when he comes back, but to see what Klingon's got, to see what Sharp's got, to see if Denny takes another step, I think it's for what you've had over the last handful of years, there is at least some intrigue for me here.
So how long before Suit comes back on is like, this team sucks and I'm not watching them?
Yeah, we'll see.
Five?
We'll see.
Games? We'll see. 10 games?
We'll see.
There's no reason.
There's Jody right there.
The schedule starts off pretty tough, but this should be a team to me. By the way, 34.5 or 35.5, depending on where you're at, over under. And I have been making Blazer over under bets for several years. I will be taking the over. I believe this team can win more than 35 games.
I just think the Blazers, that sale can't get here fast enough.
Agreed.
Just flip the script on this, baby.
Yes.
All right. Other NBA stuff, it says here. We have.
I love stuff.
We have Inside the NBA with Skinny Chuck. We have audio of Michael Jordan, who tells us about his most nervy shot. And the white boy from Duke debuts tonight.
Mm-hmm. In his New Balance.
Cooper Flagg. So we'll get to those items coming up next. But first, here's Schulze. He has...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Center.
All right. Coming up, we will discuss footballs.
Ooh.
I have a new fun game. NFL version, are they good? We will talk about the college coaching carousel. And what happened to Wisconsin, Oregon's next opponent? All of those items are on the list here.
I wonder if Dan Lanning, if you gave him True Serum and you said, pick an exact score, do you think that they could easily land on that exact score?
No.
No?
Easily?
Yeah.
No.
I think it'd be a fun game.
I think they could.
That's the only way that game is.
I don't think it would be easy.
That's the only way that game is remotely entertaining. Like, if we, like, just spun a wheel and was like, I need you to make this game 48-6. Go. Then,
well,
I think that could be entertaining.
I think you could manipulate. Well, I guess the question would be, whose score would be easier to manipulate? Probably Wisconsin's score.
Yeah, right? Wisconsin ain't scoring.
Well, no, but that's not the question. The question is you're trying to get to a certain score.
Yeah.
Would your own score or the other team's score be easier to manipulate? And I think it would be easier to manipulate Wisconsin's score because if you need to give them six,
that's true.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Whereas your own score, if you say 46, what if Wisconsin's defense shows up like last year? Like, damn, we're not scoring 46. You know what I'm saying?
You're scoring 46 on this team.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can't control that.
That's true.
You can control what their offense does for the most part. Because, if you want to shut down their offense, you will.
Yeah.
They haven't scored in 2 weeks.
No, it's true.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
But if you want them to score points, then you can allow that.
I think that would be a fun little game to make this entertaining because there's no other reason to watch this hunk of crap.
So,
although, listen to it right here on The Fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. Listen to
it. Yeah, listen to it.
So ESPN, Inside the NBA, has begun on ESPN for
kinda
the first
sorta.
Time. Well, no, they're on right now.
I know. You know, they're only on, like, three times until Christmas.
Yes, I did read that.
It's like, what?
Well, even Inside the NBA, the preeminent NBA show. God dang it.
You haven't figured out the silent button, have you?
Oh, yeah. Let me hit silent on my phone. Sorry. Inside the NBA is the best thing going for that league.
Yes.
And even they are only on three times before Christmas. Even they're like, yeah, it doesn't really matter until Christmas. Although, no, what they're really saying is that the schedule is big time backloaded. Mm-hmm. So Chuck said that beginning in late January, you're going to see them all the time on ESPN. But yes, you're right. They're on right now.
Yeah.
And they will only be on twice more before Christmas.
And isn't it only on for like an hour?
I think tonight it is. Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
The whole point of this show is that there was really no time to it. It just came on, and then they just went until they were done. Although it is brought to you by Popeyes, which, let me tell you right now, Popeyes makes a strong bird.
Well, you know Shaq's going to get his hands on some free Popeyes.
You could do a lot worse than some spicy chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, they're blackened ranch. Oh, my God.
So good.
It's so yummy.
Yeah. But, like... Yeah, like we're just, it's so random. You have like it's the number one sports property. It's the number one show of any like pre-post thing. And somehow.
Well, it's the only good thing about the NBA.
And somehow ESPN is managing to F it up.
Yeah. They're right. Like, well, we're only going to put him on a couple times.
Yeah.
Less is more, right? Well, Chuck is skinny now. He says he's lost 60 pounds.
Well, I'm sure he's on the Ozempic.
Yeah, he's been doing the commercials.
Well, no, he's not been doing it. No, he said it's Mounjaro, which is similar.
Oh, sorry.
But, same thing.
But he says it's not. And so he gets mad when people are saying, oh, you lost, you got Ozempic. He's like, no, it's Mounjaro. Get it right.
That's because he's getting paid by Mounjaro.
So he says he's lost 60 pounds. He looks good. Him and Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll's down like 200 pounds.
Yeah. Did you see how annoying he was on College Game Day?
I can't. There's just
You don't like Jelly Roll?
No. He seems like a nice fellow. He's got a great story.
What's his story?
Well, he was a criminal.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
Is that why he has all the face tattoos?
Yeah. He came from a rough background.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
I'll just say this, man.
He was super annoying on there, though.
Yeah, I just can't. If you come from the Rogan sphere at this point,
Is he a Roganite?
He's a Rogan. I just can't. It's
what does that mean?
You exist in that world. It's like the Tony Hitchcliffe or whatever, and like it's that.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
I do know who Joe Rogan is.
Yeah, it's
I just don't consume Joe Rogan. So you mean they're like, is Jelly Roll kind of crazy?
Is he
a little out there when
just,
it comes to...
He's just a lot for me. Okay. But he looks great.
Well, I will say...
Lost a ton of weight.
He, on College Game Day, that's my first... I mean, I know who Jelly Roll is.
Yeah.
I think I might even have one of his songs on my... one of my playlists on Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember if it's him or some other fat guy.
But, he's not fat anymore.
But he was on Game Day doing the guest picking, and it was, yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just, he's a lot for me. He's a lot. But
okay, so the other thing we have going on here is we have a little Michael Jordan audio where he talks about his most nervy shot, and Cooper Flagg debuts tonight. So we'll wrap up the hot NBA hour here on The Fan that you didn't know you needed coming up next. On 105.1, The Fan.
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that. No one is aware of what just happened, but that's the best thing that's happened in a while.
Well, what happened?
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Well, I don't know what happened.
You and Schultzy were off doing God knows what, and Dusty came in.
Okay, you got us. We're in love.
Yeah. Dusty came in. You were playing, 7 minutes in heaven, or this would be, 3 minutes in heaven? So Dusty comes in, is talking to me, and just then the intro music comes back, and Dusty just looks at me. There's no Rob. There's no Schultzy. He just shrugs his shoulder, and he goes, I'm going to go in there and hit the button, and you're going to bring us back. I was like, all right.
Well.
And they just goes in there, and Dusty's looking for the button, and then you guys rolled in. I love when the Swiss watch that is primetime. I love it when it goes off without a hitch.
Well, doing a lot of heavy lifting over here.
Yeah, it's great.
Schultzy and I had to go do something in the other room.
There was important things.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do everything.
No.
I'm trying.
You missed this last week, but, we were told. So Jeff Austin was listening.
Oh, he was.
Do you remember Jeff Austin?
Vaguely.
He was our old boss.
He worked here for a bit. Gray hair, if you will.
White hair.
White hair. That's true.
He was listening, and he texted and said, you'll never believe this, but the company, our parent company, is Odyssey, formerly Intercom. And he said there were conversations about the hosts running the board.
Oh.
And getting rid of producers like poor little Schultzy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Or little Mariner's Gremlin.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. He said that's true. The company was talking about that.
An Odyssey station.
but they talked him out of it. So you know,
I mean, only a matter of time.
You got to run over there and push the buttons.
I didn't know
And we actually did talk about this. We were like, do you think Suit could do it? And Schultzy had more faith in you than I did.
I don't know what button to press, no.
Well, you could learn.
Well, that's. I'm sure
we'll
if you...
We'll teach you. And guess what? If your paychecks won't be any larger.
If you showed me what button, but I just enjoyed Dusty just looking at me, looking up, looking back, I'm going to go hit the button. I'm like, all right, I'll be
Who
right here.
Who do you think would be the best fan board up of the hosts?
Well, I'm guessing... Well, you got it's the people that have done it.
Yeah,
so,
like Patrick or Sprague.
Yeah.
Well, I've done it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were an update anchor. No, stop it.
Dude, I was an intern.
It was Sprague. Sprague would be the...
I don't think he's ever run the board.
Swag?
Well, Swag's not a... I mean, yeah, that's what he does.
And every day. Yeah, I'm going Sprague.
I'm getting sold short here.
Dude,
I used to be a board maestro.
I know. A number of years ago, we did this with Lynch when we tried to see if you could bring us back.
And I did.
Well, dude, that thing was...
I did!
That thing was rocky at
Bro.
Best. You were just in there randomly mashing.
You are selling me short.
You were playing Street Fighter and you didn't know how to do combos. And you just started mashing buttons and eventually something happened.
It's just
like one fireball came out and you were like, I knew what I was doing.
It's just unbelievable. I used to run the board. How quickly we forget my humble upbringings. Started from the bottom, now I'm hip. Oh, no? Yeah, I was an intern.
Yeah.
I had to go get coffee for, what's the guy's name?
John Lund, Colin? Oh.
No. There was another guy.
Kenny?
No,
Vance.
Not Kenny Vance. The guy's name was Kenny. He was from Baltimore. I forget his last name. Anyway, he got fired. Yeah, and then I had to run the board for the Jim Rome show.
Oh, yeah.
I was a board op. I had to answer the phone calls to the station. Believe me, you don't want to do that. What else did I have to do? I did updates. I mean, I've done it all here.
Yeah.
So I feel a little slighted by Mr. Big Time Radio Host over there making big radio host money.
All you said
that
was...
I can't be a good board op. I want to be a board...
Yeah.
I better shut up.
You said who was the best.
An Odyssey station.
And the answer is not you.
No, it is me.
I didn't say you couldn't do it. I said you
This is
the
an
best.
Idea. This is a great idea.
Oh, my God.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But it's also a great one. One day in December, we have everybody switch roles. That's what we do. And we see who can do it best.
Oh, God.
Yes. It would be great. The listeners would love it. It would sound terrible, but that's the whole point.
Oh, that would be funny. Welcome back to Dirt and Sprague here on the Fan.
That'd be Swigard. So yep. Swigard would be...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be great.
Go ahead. Put me on the board. See what happens.
Well, no, I'm running the board.
Put me on the board, bitch.
I want the board. I want the ball. Give me the ball.
John.
Oh, I mean, you know what? The guy running the board is like the center because they are touching the ball on every play. It's true.
Schultzy, they should pay you more.
They're not the quarterback
for everything you do.
That's like the idea.
I would love that, but an Odyssey station.
The idea of like having like a Freaky Friday switch and ended up in like what they used to do that with Quantum Leap, right? Remember that old show?
Oh yeah.
And he would jump into someone's body. The idea of being put into a situation where you have no idea, like imagine. Imagine, like, all of a sudden, you got put into, like, an 18-wheeler in, like, rush hour traffic. You're just in a big rig, and you're looking down at that, and you're like, there's two what?
Guys, I got Brandman over my shoulder. He says he is so in on the idea of doing
it's
a
good
Friday
idea.
Switch.
I mean, look, it's just a day.
Well, I'm just saying, that would be the equivalent.
You
put someone in front of that board, dude, there's a lot of buttons and knobs, and no one knows
that's the fun part of it.
No, I am in on this. And what needs to happen is it's not just everybody swapping parts. We're swapping day parts. We're mix and matching shows.
Yeah, okay.
You could be in the morning with Harris and Schultzy. Suit could be middays. Like, we are going draw it all out of a hat.
Dude, that's great.
You could be producing
I
AM
produce,
drive at 6 a.m.
First of all, I want to do morning, the morning show, because I like to get up early and get my day over with.
Yeah.
So I would like, if I could make a request, can I request?
No, this is, it's at random.
I want to do Swag's job.
you want Swag? I don't think you want that job.
I want Dusty's job. You just have to wear capris and sit in your office and then occasionally like come in and.
Yeah, listen to you cry before and after shows.
I want the brand man's job. I want to be in high level meetings. Buy, sell, trade. I don't, whatever it is you do in there. Like, yell at Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah.
And yell at Sprague for hurting a 9-year-old girl playing soccer.
There it is.
Yeah. Freaking Sprague.
Here's a guy who says, our company got rid of inside sales and had outside sales guys and girls do both. It was absolute thunderdome. We almost went out of business. Yeah, I tell you, these companies, man.
Got a lot of bright ideas.
God, so smart. So smart. Let's just keep on cutting. Keep on cutting our way. It's a race to the bottom.
An Odyssey station.
Good times. What were we going to do there?
I don't know. Cooper Flagg debuts tonight.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan audio.
I think Flagg, by the way, they were non-committal to it, but there's some...
is he hurt?
No, there's some whispers that they're going to play him a point guard. They're going to do the super big lineup. And, like, he was playing some point guard in preseason, and someone asked Kidd about it, and he basically just said, you'll find out, but you can do a little Magic Johnson thing.
Guess what? NBA talk continues next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.